شارف اور شیخ اول عارف بلّہ رومی وقت اور عید دورہ شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نے علامہ کتہ سورۃ طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپ چپ کے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, جس سے چپ کے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے, معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم, سہل ہو سب کو, سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا, ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا, کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم, ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم. ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. یہ بھی ہے, یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے. ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم. قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم. جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم، اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم، جا کے طیبہ میں دے، جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم۔ بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم۔ آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم۔ میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم۔ میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد۔ Friends, we are in the days of Hajj when people are visiting all the sites where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says إِنَّهُ وَلَبَيْتِ وُدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ، that the first house to be constructed on the face of this earth was a house which is in Bakkah, meaning Makkah Sharif. And فيه آيات, there are many many signs there. A few signs that Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, in his real immense love of Hijaz Sharif, has shared with us. Otherwise, a person like me, really, wallahi, who doesn't even know what these places are, what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then what can I really translate this? Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali says, Meri kismet kaha ye tawaf-e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. That, oh Allah, how fortunate I am that I'm here at this Haram Sharif, I'm making tawaf, and such a place where the Mubarak feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had tread, where the Mubarak feet of so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam had tread and had touched. Otherwise me, what is my daily life, what is my routine, what things I'm involved in, where my feet take me, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the limbs will speak against a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, that the limbs will be given tongues, and then the person will say to the limbs that, why are you testifying today against me? Like we learn here that every action, there will be four witnesses in favor of a person or against a person. One is the limbs with which he carried out that action. One is the area of earth, the space on which he did the action. One is Kiram and Katibin themselves, the angels who are writing the actions of a person. And one are the scrolls in which on which the actions of a person are being written. But when a person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in true love, just they were reading, one person wrote that an ordinary Badawi, an ordinary rustic, we would say, uncouth person, doesn't really know etiquette, went for Hajj, and in Hajj he was supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, Hajj has got two letters. One is Ha, which has your Hilm, your tolerance. And just how we will hear about the tolerance of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiya alayhi salatu wa salam, if this is the tolerance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, then what is the tolerance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the other letter being Jim, my jurum, my fault, my misdoings, my sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. And in this way, one after the other, he used the word Hajj, Ha and Jim, for different meanings of each letter. Finally, he heard a voice saying that, oh my Banda, you have praised me in such a way that I have forgiven you. Whatever you wanted, I have given to you. So, where is it that really with these same limbs with which I do every type of action, I inconvenience others, I sin, I do wrong, Allah, me and your Haram Sharif, the Mataf, where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had walked, and how fortunate, this is only your favor upon me. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, jisse chipke thekal seena ya Anbiya, mere seena ko haasir hai wo multazam. This multazam, fihi ayat, all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn here, sign is that thing that takes a person to his destination. Our object of life is not Jannah, but the creator of Jannah. The creator Jannah is Sarangha par. The Khaliq of Jannah, the creator of Jannah. So this multazam, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make us realize that this is from time immemorial, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed Kaaba Sharif, how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made tawaf there. They came and their mubarak bosoms they put against this multazam. Today me, a person, with my heart, we learn here that if a person has to become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should look after four aspects. One is evil thought. He should not fantasize. He should not have evil thoughts. Try and work on the heart. Because the heart is the thing that is going to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to look at our features and our race, etc. The heart is the same heart in which I have so many filthy thoughts. Even in my salah, I'm speaking about myself. Even in my salah, all the time thinking of this and thinking of that. Where we are standing in front of the same heart, the same bosom, where Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam put their bosom, they put it against the multazam. Today I'm having that honor. Allah, this is only your favor. Karam se unke, mere samne unka haram aya. Haram is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring me here, this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it's not my money, it's not my wealth, it's not my position, it's not my effort. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me here. This place where Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had walked, where they put their bosoms against the multazam, Allah has given me that opportunity. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hu. How many a person, he's got everything at his disposal, but still cannot make Hajj. And then if you see that person has got absolutely nothing, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that person. This further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mu'ajiza hai ke aala te peymana na the. This is a great miracle. That in time when Kaaba Sharif was constructed, there was no instruments to measure distance. There's no instrument to measure 1 meter and 1 mile and whatever the case may be. And yet, what the dunya mein hai Kaaba hai muhtaram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that the Kaaba Sharif is exactly at the center of the earth. So much as science now finds out that if Kaaba Sharif is not there, it will totally upset the equilibrium and the balance of the earth. Now they're finding out why we make the tawaf anti-clockwise. Before they used to have Allah Teva song, giving that example to us, but when they used to run sports, they used to run clockwise. Until they found out that the body after a race goes in the, the balance used to be thrown out. And they started doing it anti-clockwise, everything came right. So there were no instruments at that time. There was no, but we are so taken aback by science. There was nothing that time. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that Kaaba Sharif is the exact center point of the earth. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I must build a house, we want so many rooms, so many bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and there must be a balcony, and there must be this, and there must be that. A house must be huge, I must have a garden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the Khaliq of the universe, the creator of everything, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to think how we think, if Allah had to make it the way that we think, that according to my position, according to my wealth, I must have so big house. If Allah had to make his house so big, then how would we have made tawaf? Even now, people when we hear the Hujjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make maqbool and mabroor, every hajj is hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. But the person making tawaf on the first floor or the second floor, he says, man, it took so long. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make Kaaba Sharif from Jeddah till Makkah Sharif, and now we have to make a tawaf, what would our condition have been? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom made Kaaba Sharif small so that we can finish our tawaf with ease and with comfort. Warna Malik agar ghar banata bada, tha ke ghash girte sab zairan-e-haram. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Malik, If he had to make his house so big and so huge according to his position, that Allah, his house, how it must be, and then we had to make tawaf, then Zairan-e Haram, the people who came to visit Haram Sharif, they would have felt unconscious just completing the tawaf. Apne Kaaba ka phera kiya mukhtasar. Sahib-e Bait ki hai ye shaan-e karam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Kaaba Sharif very, very small and very concise. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Otherwise, what would our condition have been? That if we have to just go and make tawaf, now every bahaji goes, he says, I want to make so many tawaf, I want to make so many umrah, I want to make hajj. If it was so big, then what would our condition have been? This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go haram ke paharon pe sabza nahi, hai magar dosto, paasbaan hai haram. The mountains of Makkah Sharif, the Jibale Haram, which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali always speaks about in the love of Hijaz Sharif, that these mountains, there's no greenery on it. There's no places that a person can go for a picnic, that here there's an oasis and we can sit and we can enjoy ourselves, take our picnic. There's absolutely no greenery on it. But these mountains are giving the message of Tawheed. They are overseeing the Haram Sharif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are overseeing Baitul Haram, Masjid al-Haram. These are, so to say, the guards of the area. And he gives the message of Tawheed, that this is the place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. This is the place where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala lived. That was the place. Unfortunately, all these sites are gone these days. But these mountains, they've got no greenery. So that the concentration of a person who has come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not be divided. He must concentrate only on worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a person there. Warna haji darakhton mein baithe huye, camera mein liya karte baaghe haram. If there was greenery there and there were places of entertainment, then a haji would have been sitting under the trees and going for merrymaking and entertainment. And as we have been learning so much here, the harms of photography, a person would have been taking pictures. And how unfortunate that we are still involved in all that. We speak about ourselves first, that at Rozae Park, imagine Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people who will be worst punished on the day of Qiyamah will be the people of pictures. And we are standing there with the Rozae Park as the backdrop, with Kaaba Sharif as the backdrop and taking our photos. So if the mountains were full of greenery, then what would our condition have been? We have been just involved in all that. We'll just take the last stanza of the poem. Hazrat Al Rahmatullah says, Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri, ek na ahl par hai khuda ka karam. Hazrat Al Rahmatullah using his own name, giving us sabak, that this is really what we should realize, that a non-entity like me, a person full of sins like me, a person who's got absolutely nothing in him, Allah, you brought me here, ek na ahl par hai khuda ka karam. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not our doing. Ye kadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. These feet don't just lift on themselves. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives the ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with understanding. Myself, good. Thereafter.